this money on stuff. They have all this money, yeah?
Okay, I'm going to be in the meeting here.
Stop.
How am I signed in from another device?
I'm not signed in, so I don't know. Maybe Scott signed in? Started it because you weren't there?
No, it won't let me start it. Oh. I'm in.
Hi, John. Is Chuck isn't here yet?
Excuse me. I have a question. May I speak?
John, you're muted.
We have not started the meeting yet, so.
Okay. Well, here's my problem. You guys just killed our trustees meeting, public trustees meeting. It just got canceled.
It did.
So you're using select board meeting for your trustees meeting then?
Nope. I'm using the information I got from Becky Fielder.
So it's a single host.
Oh, we have one account, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my meeting
Marge.
Yeah.
Can you, this meeting should take about 10 minutes, John?
I would think at most.
Or 15? Could this is just a one item agenda item. Could you email your people and suggest that you'll have the meeting in 15 minutes? We did not realize that we were stepping on your toes, and that was our fault.
Well, I will let them know. I don't know if we can resume.
Well, either that, or can they just hang in here and then we will all leave and you can continue?
Well, they're not here now. It disconnected us is what happened. So when whoever signed on at 6 o'clock, it immediately disconnected us.
Can't restart a public meeting.
That would be me starting.
Yeah, and we can't restart a public meeting, can we not, without doing the notice, public notice?
I don't see why not. I mean, we get disconnected from various reasons from our meetings.
Yeah, but that's if not you were for to the same reason here.
If you were to declare now, Marge, that you are currently recessing until...
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is I can't do that because I'm not even in my meeting. I'm in your meeting. I had to sign back in. I had to ask it. I actually had to go to your website and click on the meeting to get here so I could tell you what happened. So my two guys are hanging there. They don't even know the deal. So
could show that. I mean, it should just kick them out. So I would think they would try and sign back in, but I don't know that.
Well, I don't know if they can sign back in. I couldn't sign back in. I had to come get on this one.
Yeah, because it's a different phone. It's a different address.
Yeah.
But because it's our meeting in progress, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you email your two other people and see if they can't come to your meeting in about 15 minutes. And this meeting will be very brief. We've just got to take care of this one item.
As long as what you're telling me is that this is legal to do.
Well, in this particular instance, I don't know, is Scott's here somewhere? You got cut off and so.
I think it seems to me it's a technical, it's kind of a technical issue. you know, with the conflict over the URL. So I think that would seem to be okay to me as sort of an interruption, treating it as an interruption without having to re-notice it or anything. So I think it would seem to be okay.
All right.
Then we apologize, Marge.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Marge.
Okay, John, it's now 6:05 and we will have this brief meeting. Any items not on the agenda, public comment? Hearing none, the one item on the agenda is revisiting the way in which we're going to conduct the Australian ballot, whether we're going to send out ballots to every voter or whether we're going to proceed with the normal way one would do an Australian ballot, where people would either come in and vote or ask for an absentee ballot. I'm looking for a motion and a
second. Emily, can we add one small thing? And it's just to bring it to the board's attention and then it can get so everybody can be thinking about it. So it can get on before the next meeting.
Yep.
It's not a big issue, but I think it's important enough so the rest of the board needs to think about it so we can approach it.
Yep. What is it?
It's in regards to in multiple places, vehicles parking in the highway, blocking the highway, and they're just, you know, going off skiing and snowshoeing and stuff, and emergency vehicles, unfortunately, plow trucks, all the above, wouldn't be able to get through in the two incidents that I experienced this weekend.
Okay. Any objections to adding that on the agenda? Then all those in favor, say aye. John?
Nay.
Chuck? Nay?
Yes, we need to get this done so we can think about it, but we need to get this back to Marge. We're on top of her meeting, so we just need to move on and get this done.
Then let's all just think about it, and we won't talk about it anymore. I think we know what the problem is. So I need a motion to revisit the Australian ballot procedure.
So moved.
You're looking for a specific motion?
Yes, so that we can get
make a motion to automatically send out the town ballot to all voters in Pomfret.
Second.
There's a second. Is there any discussion? The one thing that I have is that the district is not going to bring this up. I wrote an email to Bob Coates and got no response. And they've written out a notice now that says that they are not going to send them to all the voters. And we are going to, because of that, it is going to be very confusing for people. They're going to have to ask for school ballots, and yet the town ballots, they will get automatically. And because of that fact, we will probably get very low participation in the school district vote in the town of Pomfret. And I think that's unfortunate. And there's no real way to cure that. Any other discussion? Is everybody ready to vote on the motion then? All those signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself? No. Is there any other items that are going to come up on the agenda? There are no other items. I would then ask for a motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion? John?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
We're done. Thank you, Marge, for putting up with us. We're sorry.
Sorry, Marge. Thanks for bearing with us.